This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Malaysia has embarked on a number of measures to ensure that ICT can benefit our rural communities with investments in world-class infrastructure like MSE or the Multimedia Super Corridor. In supporting the government's effort to promote digital inclusion, particularly in the rural communities in Malaysia, Qualcomm and University Putra Malaysia are forming a synergistic collaboration. And here with me today is Alex Orange. He's the Director in Government Affairs Southeast Asia and Pacific for Qualcomm, together with Associate Professor Siti Zubaidah Omar, the Head and Associate Professor of the Laboratory of Cyber Generation in University Putra Malaysia, and also the Seminar Director of Mobile Communications and Rural Development. Alex and Professor, welcome to the show. Let's start off with, you know, what are some of the social and economic benefits associated with, you know, the digital inclusion specific to the inclusion of rural areas?
Well, here at Qualcomm, we believe that the power of mobile broadband is to transform people's lives. Mm. And it doesn't only transform people's individual lives, it transforms their businesses, it transforms their communities, and it transforms a nation. In terms of national transformation, a 10% increase in mobile penetration correlates to about a 0.8% increase in GDP. Wow. So it serves to lift a nation economically, and it also has social benefits. It gives people access to new services and new sectors in terms of e-education and e-health and e-government.
And what's Malaysia's percentage currently like? Are we that far behind or are we okay?
Okay, if you look at the statistics released by the multi-MCMC regarding the mobile phone penetration in Malaysia. As at first quarter 2014, we have like 143.8 mobile user per every 100 inhabitants, meaning that we have like every one person, they have like 1.5 or make it two mobile phone per person, meaning that we have quite a number of people heavily use of mobile phone, and we are the third highest mobile phone user in the Southeast Asian country.
And this is just the whole of Malaysia, or just in urban areas? Or
the whole of Malaysia.
The whole of Malaysia. Mm. All right. What are some of the challenges, you know, governments, mobile operators, and also, you know, the other implementing organizations that are experiencing when working to bring mobile broadband to, you know, all this undeserved, underserved area? Or, you know, rural areas?
So the challenge in rural areas is quite simply that there's not as many people in rural areas, so there's not as much business there. So the challenge for mobile network operators is to be able to take networks and expand their coverage cost-effectively into rural areas. For governments, the challenge is creating policies that encourage those network operators to do that expansion. Of course, if you do that expansion, then you derive the benefits, and it has an uplifting effect on rural communities. It increases their connectedness, improves their business, it enables new business, and it improves productivity of existing businesses, and it has a public safety component, because if you connect people, they can easily talk to one another. And, you know, they can ask for help when they need it.
How big is Malaysia's sort of the underserved area or the rural areas, you know, when you put the context of the whole of Malaysia? How much percentage, or do we have any kind of numbers of, you know, how much percentage of, you know, underserved areas that we have?
I'm talking based on statistics given by this MCMC. If we look at the penetration, internet penetration among urban and rural area. For the urban, I think it's more like 70 to 75% compared to rural, like 24 to 30%. Same goes with the mobile phone usage. We have more urban people using mobile phone compared to rural. The issues is here, not comparing which one the highest using mobile phone. the issue is how do they use the mobile phone? Mm. For what purpose? How do they can benefit using this mobile phone? Because if you look at the government initiative now, they are trying to transform the rural society to a knowledge society, trying to help them to increase their economic status and so on. So we are trying to look into that area. What can we help, what both of us can do. So with the seminar, we are hoping that we bring together those, the telco company, the regulators, and also from the side of the user to discuss about things that can benefit both parties.
Yeah. Beyond Malaysia, Qualcomm is an advocate for a harmonized spectrum across Southeast Asia, particularly the 700 megahertz. Why is this important?
The thing about 700 megahertz as a resource, and of course radio spectrum is the critical resource for all mobile communications. The key thing about it is it propagates further than other higher frequencies. So networks and network operators can roll out more cost-effective networks where there are lower population densities. Mm-hmm. So it enables expanding of the network. Hmm.
In addition to harmonized spectrum allocation, what are the relevant policies that governments can introduce?
I think the key for government policies is to, one, expand coverage. Two is to enhance the capability, so to allow technology to evolve and so that the consumers can enjoy the latest technology. I think it's also to foster a healthy kind of competition between network operators so that they're encouraged to deliver most cost-effective services and the latest services to the consumer. And of course, at the end result, it's the consumer who benefits. And if the consumer can access lower cost services, and if the consumer can access lower cost devices that come from bigger markets because of economies of scales from harmonized policies, then the overall cost is lower. They'll use those mobile devices, smartphones and tablets more often, and they'll generate more productivity benefits and more social benefits.
Mm-hmm. And where does where does UPM come along then?
Myself, I'm from the Institute for Social Science Studies. My laboratory is more on the laboratory for cyber generations. And we quite do a lot of research pertaining to ICT usage and the rural community. And recently, we are involved in ICT usage among the fishermen, ICT usage among these rural farmers, rural development, also about the wireless village as well in the rural area. And we are looking at the pattern uses of the ICT. How can ICT make useful to them, especially in terms of creating business, small business through their website, social media, how they can share information among them, where can they get information, and how they can sell their product through using of these ICTs.
I'm speaking to Alex Orange. He's the Director in Government Affairs Southeast Asia and Pacific for Qualcomm, together with Associate Professor Siti Zubaida Omar, the Seminar Director of the Mobile Communications and Rural Development, and also the Head and Associate Professor of Laboratory of Cyber Generation in University Putra, Malaysia. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about some examples of how Malaysian farmers and fishermen can benefit from mobile broadband and 3G connectivity. PFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Alex Orange. He's the Director in Government Affairs Southeast Asia and Pacific for Qualcomm, together with Associate Professor Siti Zubaida Omar. She is the Head and Associate Professor of Laboratory of Cyber Generations for University Putra, Malaysia, and also the Seminar Director for Mobile Communications and Rural Development. And early on, we spoke about some of the efforts that Qualcomm and also UPM are doing to promote mobile broadband connectivity in the underserved area. To the common Malaysian farmers or fishermen who are struggling to secure basic needs and resources like education and healthcare, the concept of mobile broadband connectivity might seem a bit abstract. track, though. So how does access to mobile broadband or, you know, 3G connectivities are critical that can impact their lives in a concrete way?
We've got a great example that of a project that we have in India called Fisher Friend, where we've enabled fishermen with smartphones. And through those smartphones, they can access the latest weather information. Mm. So that improves their safety. They know when and where and to go fishing. They have access to fish stock information, so they know where the fish are. They also have access to market information, so they know where the best place to take their catch to sell it at market is. So you see, it has a direct effect on their safety, their productivity and their profit. But then it has a social side, because of course when a fisherman is out at sea, and it's important for him to contact his family and to be in communication with his family, so it still has that connectedness. It still brings that fisherman closer to his family.
And what role does Qualcomm play in order to, you know, to support Malaysia's aspirations in a way?
So Qualcomm is a world leader in developing 3G, 4G, and other advanced mobile technologies. We use our knowledge of the industry and of the mobile ecosystem to inform governments and to inform operators and other groups on the advantages and the benefits and what is the industry best practice in terms of policy making and network operations.
You know, you mentioned some of the examples early on. You know, besides, what can rural Malaysians get from 3G connectivity that they cannot get from traditional means, just so that they will see the importance, like, oh, wow, you know what, I actually need this because this is important. What are some of the technologies that 3G enables them to get, besides just, you know, the weather information and stuff, which they probably can get from, you know, the TVs or you know?
I think the advantage of mobile broadband is that over and above broadcasting, traditional broadcasting technologies or other technologies, is that they can access the information that they want when they want it and when it's timely. So they don't have to wait until the 6 o'clock news or the 6 o'clock weather. They can access that information straight away. And of course, timely access to information is what everyone wants.
Now, you've done a lot of studies as well, right? What's the perception like in terms of the Malaysian farmers or, you know, the fishermen? You know, are they accepting this or are they still going back to, oh no, you know, I don't actually need this?
What I can see, there are few technology that are being used by the farmers. For example, sonar, eco sounders, where they can detect where the fish located. Which I mean, once they know where the fish located, it's easier for them to catch the fish. And then by using this mobile phone, it's easier for them to communicate with the people offshore in terms of marketing, how to market their fish, what prices that we can get. They can compare prices from one person to another person. And also they can once they know the location of the fish, they can go to another place, then they can go back to that place using this technology. So this meaning that they can save time to go to the place, and at the same time they can get lots of fish catches on that day, and also they can communicate with their members, they can communicate with the market at the offshore, which really benefit to the fishermen.
What about cost though? Wouldn't cost be something that they will, the reason why they don't get into it is because it's just too expensive for them, they can't afford?
The cost of mobile devices like smartphones is dropping rapidly. Qualcomm has produced a new line of chipset integrated circuits for mobile phones that allow access of lower tiers, cheaper smartphones to be put to market, and we're really see that as a huge market opportunity. So lower tiered, lower priced smartphones that are more affordable for fishermen, for people involved in agriculture and in rural areas. Then there's also the notion that the cost of access is coming down. So as the networks become more mature and coverage is bigger, they are able to offer the same services at lower prices.
Taking a macro view, how will increased mobile broadband or connectivity advance Malaysia's goal of becoming, you know, knowledge-based economy and achieving a developed nation status and objective like, you know, Vision 20 is planned?
So at the previously I mentioned that there's a correlation between GDP increase and mobile broadband. Now that comes about because mobile phones, smartphones, tablets, they are able to increase the productivity of businesses. For example, you don't have to wait until you get back to the office to seal a deal or to make that final phone call or make that communication. You can do it while you're out there in the field. So there's a productivity increase, efficiency increase. But also it creates new types of businesses. So, for example, a new type of business might be in software development, application development. That kind of business is a knowledge-based business. So that directly impacts and is a direct assistance to developing a digital economy or a knowledge-based economy.
Mm. Your role with Qualcomm is focused on government relations across the region. Could you speak the role of government in securing a positive outcome for expanded mobile broadband and connectivity in Asian markets?
We would like to see harmonized government policies and cooperation between governments. And largely, Malaysia is quite good at leading that. And it has led some of the work around harmonization of radio spectrum. Some of the advantages of that harmonization are quite well known. The ability to use your smartphone in Malaysia when you travel to another country, the fact that you can roam to another country, means you only need one device.
Mm.
And, you know, of course, you know, you only need one device that's cheaper for you.
Mm. Yeah. Professor, what is the dream? What is the goal? The ambition, yeah.
The purpose of this seminar is to, as I said just now, is to join this within the regulators, the telco company, and the user, so that we can discuss things to help, especially the users. For example, on the fishermen, we would suggest that to create a platform for them to communicate. For them to know more about the information about fishery industry, the platform for them to get more information about how to catch fish, the weather, and then also about the marketing aspect. And then apart from that, they also can communicate with other communities. So in a way, we are helping the fishermen, and for the farmers or for the rural communities, we are hoping that there is a courses or training given to them how to explore the use of the internet through the mobile communication, so that they have the awareness of how to create small scale business. They are exposed to it, and they know the tips and how to use to go business online, especially in the rural area. There are so many things that they can do business online, but they are not. There are not many of them aware of it. Mm. There are not many of them exposed to it. So this is where, once we have conducted a research, we know what their needs, basically, how we can go into it to help them.
It's eliminating the middleman and helping them to, you know, be more independent.
So this is in line as what as academician UPM especially is to help the country to transform the society, especially on the rural community, to a better place, to a positive way, to help the nation in terms of business, in terms of knowledgeable society, in moving towards achieving Vision 2020.
Mm. How far away are we from that dream, or is it still just, you know, 2020 will be?
I think not that far. Mm. We are moving towards it. Mm-hmm. Yeah? If we work hard, we are moving to it. Inshallah, we will be achieving that.
Mm-hmm. I think the important thing is to continually to move towards it. And even when we achieve that, to continually move beyond it and continue to bring the benefits of mobile communications to people.
Mm. Mm. Keep innovating. Right. Yeah. Keep moving forward. All right. I've been speaking to Alex Orange, the Director in Government Affairs Southeast Asia and Pacific for Qualcomm, together with Associate Professor Siti Zubaida Omar, the Seminar Director, Mobile Communications and Rural Development, also the Head and Associate Professor for Laboratory of Cyber Generations at University Putra, Malaysia, talking about the importance of providing connectivity for development of rural communities in Malaysia. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.